This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The head of New York City Transit, Andy Byford, is resigning. Our coverage begins with WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
Byford's resignation followed disputes with Governor Cuomo, but among those he saluted after his departure was announced at an MTA board meeting.
I'd like to say a big thank you to Governor Cuomo for giving me this opportunity, but also to Governor Cuomo and the legislature for having the courage to pass congestion pricing.
Byford gets credit for making the trains run more quickly by adjusting signals, raising speed limits, and reducing station dwell times. He won praise from board members. Even the president of the Transit Workers Union, John Samuelson, gave him plaudits.
You brought a level of compassion to this job that'll be difficult to replace.
The Permanent Citizens Advisory Committee to the MTA called it a terrible day for riders. At number 2 Broadway, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
This is Mac Rosenberg in Midtown.
Andy Byford is a good man.
When asked about tensions he may have had with Andy Byford, Governor Cuomo didn't take the bait. Politico reports an MTA reorganization plan would have left Byford with less control over resignaling the subways. His plan was for communication-based train control.
He is very good at what he does, and he's right. The only system that exists is CBTC.
But the governor wants to remain open to exploring other options and says there's no conflict between he and Byford.
Andy has always been open. The MTA is the closed mind here.
With projects he says have run decades behind schedule and over budget. At the governor's Midtown office, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Democrats in Connecticut State Senate announced today they will try again this year to legalize recreational marijuana. Their plan would regulate pot and tax it an extra 25% on top of the state's regular sales tax. The General Assembly rejected the idea last year. The new legislative session begins in 2 weeks.
The jury at Harvey Weinstein's rape trial heard testimony today from one of his accusers. Actress Annabella Sciorra had trouble speaking as she described how Weinstein raped her in her Gramercy Park apartment in the early 1990s. She testified she tried to fight him off as he forced her down on the bed. Weinstein is not charged in connection with Sciorra's allegation. She only came forward 3 years ago after the statute of limitations had expired. During opening statements yesterday, Weinstein's lawyer said Sciorra once told a friend her sex with Weinstein was consensual.
Nassau County police have broken up a big burglary ring. WCBS's Sophia Hall has that story.
The burglaries have mainly happened in the Great Neck area. The suspects are from Chile, here on 90-day visas. They steal jewelry and cash, and so far about 12 homes have been broken into in Nassau County. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says 3 people were arrested. One man, however, is still on the run.
When we arrested them, they had consented to a search of their residence. In that residence, we recovered multiple items that came from multiple burglaries throughout the tri-state area, so that part of the investigation is ongoing.
They are also wanted in New Jersey.
Under the normal circumstances, they'd be going down to arraignment right now and walking out the door with no discretion for the judge on that release. They will not be released this morning. They will be held because Jersey has them on a fugitive from justice. They'll be returned to New Jersey.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now the WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We have a mostly cloudy sky for you tonight, but no rain, and really won't get nearly as chilly as the last couple nights. Actually, the city stayed above freezing last night, and it definitely will tonight, about 35 or so. Suburban temperatures, you know, we were as cold as 10 to 15 in some spots, the distant suburbs again this morning. Tonight, figure just 20s because the cloud cover is here and the winter now from the southwest. Tomorrow, some sun giving way to thickening clouds, high in the mid-40s. It's cloudy Friday night and may very well be raining as soon as you get up, first thing on Saturday. And the rain could be heavy at times right through the day, and temperatures will be up around 45. That's where we are now, 45, humidity 30%, and a light southwesterly breeze.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.